It is not surprising that General Museveni has consistently defended actions of his son, General Muhoozi Kainerugaba. A while ago, he tweeted similar problematic tweets, alleging and threatening to attack the Republic of Kenya. Mr. Museveni came out to defend General Muhoozi. We thought he would reprimand him, but little did we know that he was about to appoint him now the Chief of Defense Forces, as he is now. It's problematic. One, it puts into question whether General Kainerugaba was well-mentored and was befitting for the position of the Chief of Defense Forces. Being a son to General Museveni, he can do whatever he likes. But being the Chief of Defense Forces is a creature of statute in our constitutional order. And he drags the military into very unpopular positions, both domestically and internationally. So by making attempts to issue ultimatum, it was in breach of every known international convention and procedure in dealing with diplomacy. First of all, Uganda needs good relations with the United States of America. The people of Uganda needs good relations with the United States of America. We benefit a lot. And because of the recklessness of the regime in power, we have lost out on AGOA. We have lost out on so many fronts. I mean, there's so many fronts where the U.S. government has been supportive to the people of Uganda, both direct and indirect aid. And little wonder, General Museveni had no option. Whereas it is a tendency of General Museveni to deny letters after the public has received or taken a look at what is contained within those letters, I hope this time General Museveni won't deny that this letter is coming from him. But in diplomacy, there must be remorsefulness. We must correct what has gone wrong. But we think General Museveni needs also to take actions against his son.